This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hey, mate, do you want to share a little bit about the Rescue Academy course that you've got going on?
Yeah, it's a course that I put together to help people be better heart handlers and help our friends and our family members who may be struggling. I think a lot of us, you know, find ourselves in situations, whether it's mental health issues, depression issues, maybe addiction, maybe just someone who's struggling with grief and we don't really know what to do. And so I created the course just to really give some basic, simple next steps and some key principles to help people really do well in those types of scenarios.
So what is the first thing that someone who's a relative or a friend of someone going through a hard time, what's the first thing that they should do to help them out in that scenario?
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, we tend to overcomplexify things and we try to think that we have to have the right answer or do the exact right thing or maybe have the right Bible verse or whatever that might be. You know, I always like to encourage people, and actually what I teach in the e-course is that love is the framework for all transformational change. And so as we kind of engage with people, no matter whether it's grief or depression or maybe they're just struggling with shame issues, that we always want to meet people with just this sense of love and radical acceptance. And that is always the starting point. We're not there to fix people. We're there to love people. And just kind of drilling that into our heads and remembering that that's sort of the starting point for absolutely everything. That's kind of my first kind of principle that I like to give to people.
As you're trying to navigate a way out of that kind of brokenness and heartache, oftentimes feelings of kind of guilt and shame come along with that. How do you navigate those kind of feelings?
Yeah, so a lot of times, so many of the dysfunctions that we see in people and even in our own lives, like the choices that we make, are all sort of being, are all part of what I call this shame engine that sort of is churning out all this sort of negativity and negative emotions, negative beliefs about ourselves, even like what God thinks about us. You know, there was a recent survey where they asked people, you know, what does God think about you? And most people, like these are Christians, by the way, that most people said like that God was disappointed in them. And so I think there's this sense of us always feeling like we're not doing enough or that we're unworthy of love or we're not good enough. And so really what I like to do with people is start with some of those core identity things of who you are. And that's, you know, I go back to this idea of, listen, you're made in the image of God. You can't change that. There's no argument about that. You are his beloved. There's no argument about that. And I always like to remind us, and even myself, because I think all of us at different seasons of our life and in our story have struggled with the sense of feeling like I'm not enough. And so I always like to just go back to the sense of like, who am I? Who am I in God's eyes? Who am I? No matter even what I believe about myself, what is true about me?
And it's probably important to distinguish between shame as opposed to guilt, because I'm sure in some scenarios, surely, that guilt is a positive thing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I always encourage rescuers and people who are going through the course and wanting to help people is like, guilt is never a motivating factor for people. Like, we can't guilt people to change. That's never a good strategy. But guilt is a pretty natural, like, us feeling guilt is a pretty natural thing when we violate our values or our principles. And that can be a conduit for good next steps and things that will move us more towards freedom and more towards the things that God wants for us. Now, shame, and this is a big difference that I would like to make in terms of the two, guilt and shame. Shame is a very destructive force. Shame sort of blocks freedom. It blocks growth. There is nothing sort of healthy that would come from somebody living and being motivated and sort of having the shame identity. Where guilt is a pretty natural human response to things when we do things that violate our principles, and good can actually come from guilt.
Mike, I what I love about your books is that I feel like I have to work when I read them. Is there, and that's a really positive thing in the sense that like Graysonomics was a really good foundation for stuff. But going through A Rugged Season, I picked up a copy of Freeway, and when I opened it up, it's very atypical book. There's not a bunch of words, but there's rather a bunch of activities and challenges to push in on yourself to figure out the direction that you're going. Is that the same kind of feeling with Rescue Academy?
Absolutely. Like, I think for me, my heart, and I always just tell people I make stuff for not so perfect people. And I really think, you don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to you don't have to love reading books. You don't have to be super smart to really get and engage the things that I'm writing about, creating, talking about. Because I think a lot of times, we create resources or we create books or e-courses that don't really meet people where they're at. And so whenever I'm designing anything, creating anything, I just want to help people begin that journey towards life transformation. So I use some different methodology than maybe what is typical that is out there right now.
Okay, so what are some of the first activities then that people who recognize a need for change in their life or want to move away from some of those attitudes of negative shame, what are some of the first activities they need to do?
Yeah, so one of the things that in Freeway, one of the first steps that I think to just freedom in our lives is actually becoming more aware. And so I, in Rescue Academy and Freeway, a lot of the resources, awareness is the first step. And so like we can't really change, we can't really move towards health if we're not even aware of some of the dysfunctions or the lies that we believe about ourselves or some of the destructive things that we're doing. And so I always invite people just to slow down because usually most of us are running super fast. We're just kind of bulldozing through life. We're just kind of doing things without really thinking about things. And so I always encourage people just to put on the brakes a little bit, take a deep breath, slow life down as best as they can, and then begin to kind of take this journey and look inside their heart and go, you know, what am I afraid of? What are my fears? What are the beliefs that I have about myself or about my future that may not be in alignment with what God says about me? You know, what are some of the things that I'm doing right now that might be destructive in my life? And I think what's true about all of us is because of the speed of which we are experiencing life and the busyness of life and the schedules and running the kids here and there, you know, all of that stuff really blocks us from really looking inside of our heart and looking at our pain, looking at our hurts, looking at the things that need healing. And so I always just encourage, again, to be, you know, the first step to freedom is awareness, and awareness comes by slowing down.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, man. Listen, if people want to find out more about your resources, where are they going to head to?
Yeah, the best place to go is just secondchance.org. And we've got the e-course there, the workbooks there, and then the new book that's coming out in September is also on the website. And so there's lots of free resources, too. I did a free resource about fear. Did a free resource about victim living and how to take ownership of our lives. And so I really just, like, again, the whole site is about equipping people to really embrace their not so perfect stories.
Mike Foster, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.